In this bulletin, long delays expected at checkpoints into Queensland today as border restrictions ease, multiple attackers open fire in Vienna in an apparent terror incident, and in sport, the 2020 Melbourne Cup will run today without any spectators. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Long delays are expected at checkpoints into Queensland today as the state's hardline border restrictions ease. Residents from regional New South Wales are now allowed into the Sunshine State after months of closures because of the coronavirus, but Queensland remains shut off to residents in Greater Sydney and Victoria. Travellers will need a new border pass, which is valid for 14 days, instead of the current pass, which is valid for just 7 days. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded no new COVID-19 cases and no deaths for a fourth consecutive day. The 14-day average remains at 1.9, and there are two cases with an unknown source. Victoria's contact tracing chief, Jerome Weimer, says more than 232,000 people have been tested for coronavirus across Victoria over the past fortnight.
It's a really phenomenal and very consistent trend. We've seen over 187,000 people in Melbourne get tested and 44,000 people across regional Victoria go through that testing process in the last 2 weeks. If I look at the last 2 weeks, those numbers are really significantly up on the previous two-week period. And what it shows is that people are determined to do the right thing.
And in New South Wales, health authorities have confirmed one new locally acquired infection. The case was reported yesterday, but was officially included in today's numbers. There were a further two cases reported among returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Meanwhile, a staff member at the Jasmine One Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool has tested positive for COVID-19. New South Wales Health is urging anyone who has been at the venue to go out and get tested for coronavirus. Let's see what's happening overseas. And one person has been killed and at least 15 others wounded, including a police officer in Austria's capital, Vienna, in a suspected terror attack. Several suspects armed with rifles began opening fire in six different locations. One of the suspected attackers was shot and killed. Police have ordered people to stay indoors because gunmen described as terrorists might still be on the loose. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister describes what he saw.
I looked down the window and I saw the attacker running into various bars and restaurants, which are lined up on our street, and people running away, and this one or two attackers chasing them all over the street.
And ISIL has claimed responsibility for an attack on Afghanistan's Kabul University that killed at least 22 people, including students, and wounded at least 22 others. In a message posted on social media, the group claims to have killed and injured 80 Afghan judges, investigators and security personnel who had just completed a training program. The death toll released by Afghan officials is much lower at 22 and does not mention the killing of judges or prosecutors. Moving to the United States, and President Donald Trump and his re-election campaign are signalling they will pursue an aggressive legal strategy to try to prevent Pennsylvania from counting mailed ballots that are received in the 3 days after the election. Mr. Trump is falsely blaming the US Supreme Court when, in fact, Pennsylvania's top court ordered the extension until November the 6th. Addressing a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump called the situation dangerous.
They said, how is he going to do in Pennsylvania? He's going to win Pennsylvania except for the cheating. We figure we have to leave 5% for the cheating that takes care. Can you believe it? For the cheating that takes place in Pennsylvania. And the guy meant it, a very great pollster, but he predicted we'd win the whole election. But the question was, what about Pennsylvania? He said, well, you have to leave 5% for the cheating. And when the Supreme Court gave you an extension, they made a very dangerous situation, and I mean dangerous, physically dangerous.
The Supreme Court refused to block it, but several conservative justices have indicated they could revisit the issue after the election. Meantime, Mr. Trump will be swinging through five key states. And Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is revving up a group of union members to help him turn out the vote in suburban Pittsburgh County. Mr. Biden spoke at Beaver County Community College about the significance of Pennsylvania, telling the crowd that the Democrats would win the state.
You know, we're in a home stretch now. We're in a home stretch. And as my coach used to say in high school and college, it's go time. It's go time. Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow, we're going to send Connor back to Congress. We're going to hear what labor has to say. We're going to win Pennsylvania. And we're going to show the world what America stands for.
Mr. Biden will be campaigning in Ohio and Michigan. This year's Melbourne Cup will run today without any spectators at Flemington Racecourse because of COVID-19. Only the jockeys, strappers and racecourse staff will be on site. Melbourne Cup runner King of Leogrants has been scratched on the morning of the race. The horse was given a vet inspection this morning and ruled out, reducing the race field to 23. See what the weather's doing across the nation today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 23 degrees. 33 degrees in Adelaide, also partly cloudy. A hot day in Melbourne, sunny and 30 degrees. Cloudy and 29 in Hobart. In Canberra, cloud clearing, 25. Fine weather for Wollongong, 21 degrees. Partly cloudy and 22 in Sydney. Much the same for Newcastle, 23. Fine sunny day in Brisbane today, it's 28 degrees. Much the same for Cairns, where it's 33. And 35 degrees in Darwin, where it's partly cloudy. And for more detailed analysis of the day's news, check out our SBS News in Depth podcast.